Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumos, Daf Pei, and the Oiz Vardar edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. So the Gemara in the previous Daf brought a Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds that if you have a Sofek Truma, you're not allowed to go and make it Tome Beyadayim. You can make it Tome indirectly, but not Beyadayim. And at the end of the Mishnah, it sounded if you have a Truma in a pit and it's going into another pit where you have Chulin, so you're allowed to take a barrel, which is Tomei, and make it Tomei Be'adayim. So it seems to be a stiro in the Mishnah, contradiction in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, the beginning of the Mishnah, is the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. And the end of the Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And they're arguing that you're allowed to metame Be'adayim. You're allowed to cause Tumah directly to Truma, which is a Sofek. So now the Gemara says, beginning of the Pei Amud Aleph, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Chamun Ma'atun Amrin. Rabbi Yosi said, look what you're saying. Now this Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Yosi the Amoyer, not Rabbi Yosi the Tan, as the Pnei Moshe points out. And he's talking to the Chaverim that explained the Mishnah the way we explained. Look what you're doing. Chavit Yoshana ki Rabbi Yosi. You wouldn't say the beginning of the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yosi. Mashmah ha kera meir sorfim. But according to Rabbi Yosi, you could burn it. Meaning according to Rabbi Yosi, you don't have to wait to put in Mokam HaTuf and wait for it to get a Tuma. But the way it is right now, you can get rid of it. You can. How do you get rid of Tuma Tumeya? You burn it. The Kareb Shimon Sarfim. And we're going to see in a moment that Rabbi Shimon also agrees that you burn Sofek Truma. So if so, over here, we're a mayor of Rabbi Shimon El Rabbi Yosi. So we have here rave opinions, the majority of opinions agree that you burn. Rabbi Meir holds you burn it, and Rabbi Shimon will see in a moment. And they should be a rave against Rabbi Yosi, very straight, and he should be able to burn Sofek Truma. What's the problem with that? And according to Rabbi Chaim, you don't have in the gears of the next three words. The Anachami, we see Rabbanon also over the Kabayim, and to Rabbanon came this case. The Amrin Ezil Toli, they said, go, don't burn the Truma, the Sofek Truma, go and hang it, which means go, hold on to it until it get ruined on its own. The Gemara goes on and says, Vehain or Veho Ashkechon Doma Rabbi Yosi Sarfim. Where do we find the Rabbi Shimon hold that you burn Sofek Truma? The Taninon, we learned there in Masech Pesachim, what we mentioned in the previous daf. Moide Ablozov, Rabbi Shua agree. When you have Truma Tehoiro and it's Chometz, and you have to burn it before Pesach, and you have Truma Temeyo, which is Chometz, you have to burn it before Pesach, you can't burn it together because you can't make Truma Tehoiro, which is 100% tar, you can't make it Tame Be'adayim, even though you're about to burn it. But if it's a Sofek Truma, meaning a Truma which you're not sure if it's Tame or not, there you have a Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, are you allowed to burn it together with a Tame or not? So the Gemara here is quoting only the beginning of the Mishnah, only the part that speaks about what you're not allowed to burn, which is the Tehoyer with the Tmeyo, but doesn't quote what we're trying to get to, which is the Hemshech of the Mishnah that says that if it's Sofek, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to burn it with Truma Tmeyo, you're allowed to make it Tomei Be'adayim. Tomei Rabbi Yechonon, who's the one who's quoting that Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Shani, Rabbi Shimon is the one who's quoting it. And he's saying that you're allowed to burn Truma Tluyo with Truma Tmeyo, you're allowed to make it Tomei Be'adayim. So this is question number one that Gemara is asking. If you're saying that according to Rameir, you're allowed to burn and be a dying, so it should be Rameir and Rabbi Shimon holding the same thing, according to Rabbi Shua Shita, and we should pass him that way. So the Gemara, another question. And you want to tell me that according to Rameir, when you have a self that you don't hang it, you don't weigh with it, but you're allowed to burn and be a dying, Hatani, but we learned, Truma Tluyo V'Tmeyo, when you have Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn. So what do you do with Truma, which is Truma Tumeyo or Tluyo? You know you're not going to be able to eat it on Shabbos. So what should you do with it? You burn it before Shabbos. When? Seder Meir, you burn it right before Shabbos. Im Chasheicho. Bechachoy Warmim, no, you can't burn it before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, it's not yet the time to burn. The time to burn is only in Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. So the Chachom is saying, you know when you burn it on Shabbos? I mean, Shabbos you can't burn. So you mifaz the vizir the ruach. You crumble it and throw it in the wind. So you see, Rameir says you could burn it, but Rameir does not say just to burn it. Rameir says to burn it right before the dark, right on Shabbos, very close to night. You can't burn it in the morning. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chaim, you have to add the words here. If you hold, according to Rameir, something which is Sofek, you can burn, and there's no problem. You can do it by a dying. So why do you tell me you have to wait till the evening to burn it? Burn it in the morning. And Lama, what do you see from here? then you're not going to burn something which is tluyo. The only reason you can burn it is because it's Erev Pesach. And Meir says, okay, you don't have to wait for Shabbos. You can do it before Shabbos. No, you're not going to be able to use it. But you cannot burn it earlier than the last minute that you're able to do it. Answers the Gemara in the Pei Beis. So this is what I'll tell you what. There's different types of tluyo, different types of suffix. There's a suffix which I just don't know what to do. I'm stuck. It's a suffix truma. But there is a suffix I'm not so sure. I may be find a solution. He wants to go ask the Rav what to do about it. He wants to be nishal there. He's not so clear that this has a din suffix truma. Ah, if you're not so clear that suffix tumo, so you don't really have a suffix over here. It's less than a suffix. So that's why Kotar Meir, you can't burn it until you reach the evening. Omele, you can't say this. Ken Omar Rabbeisi Abo, Rabbeisi, his Rabbi said, Kol Tluyo de Ananam Rinocho, the whole Tluyo that we're discussing over here, the whole discussion in the Sugyo is with Tluyo Shein Daitul Yishar Laleo. It's only a Tluyo that he doesn't have any questions. Meaning, it's a suffix, you cannot ask anything about it. But if he's not so sure it's a sofek, he's still going to ask something about it. So Tahiri, then it has a din of Tahira. Then we treat it as Tahir. The Tani says in the Baiso, Tluyo Shoma Tahiri Tmeirhi, meaning he's not so sure, is it Tahir, is it Tame, he has a sofek. Harei to Tmeir, then you treat it as Tumo, mi sofek. But if he says, let me put it aside, I'm going to go ask the Rav about it. So then it is Tahira. Then we treat it as Tahir. And if so, Reis is teaching us that the whole sugi is talking about a tluyo, that there's no more questions about it. It stays in a suffix. And even so, Rameir says you can't burn until the evening. So you go back to the question. If Rameir holds a tluyo, you're allowed to burn, why have to wait till the evening? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Abaye Tipoto will explain it, Shenoil de lo suffix tumo im dum de mechamo. We talk about that the suffix was born. The suffix came about only close to the evening. You can't learn anything from here. Meaning, yes, of course, if you have a suffix truma, you can burn it in the morning. But here we talk about a case that the suffix wasn't here until you got to the evening. So the chiddush of Rameir is not the fact that you're doing it in the evening, not in the morning. He's going to say you could do it today on Friday, and you don't have to wait for Shabbos, like Rabbanon say, that you have to wait for Shabbos, then crumble it and throw it in the wind. So Rameir, no, you could do it even before. You could do it on Friday. How about Friday, right before dark? Do it right then and there. You don't have to wait for Shabbos. But according to Rameir, you allow to burn a truma tluyo even in the morning, and you'd have no raya from this place. So the Gemara at least answers the second question. The Gemara asked, seems to be that according to Rameir, you have to wait for the evening to burn it. So it seems you're not allowed to burn truma tluyo. So the Gemara, no, you could burn truma tluyo. And the only reason Rameir said to wait to the evening because the case did not start until we reached the evening. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Trumas Daf Pei.